in the many branches of this world that are creating more shade than sun, that's considered the start of Elon. Even if you have closer to start underneath it, the start underneath it is closer. So this is an important thing. Very often you have a sukkah in the garden, you have on the sides of the sukkah branches of trees that are covering your staff, even though your staff is perfectly kosher. But if you have on top of it staff of a tree, which is majority there, thick foliage of the tree, then that area is kosher. Sometimes you can render the tires of the kosher, depending on where it's situated. So you have to look up before you put on your staff to make sure there's no branches going underneath it. There's a more stringent opinion that says that even if the tree on top is more sunshine than shade going through it, but all the wood of sap underneath the branches of the tree is negated by that. So you have to deduct all the pieces of wood that is under the tree, and you may end up having not enough sap kosher. So like I said, it's very important to pay attention to this thing if you have branches coming over. If it's one little branch, it's not a big deal, but if it's more thicker foliage, you have to make sure to get rid of it, or at least treat that area as staff postal and don't sit underneath it. Make sure you have enough walls without that area.